something tomorrow morning which will make our devotees tremble. I'm not yet 100% convinced by you, in other words. Hare Krishna. Oh. Good. So, my dear devotees, as hopefully our retreat members are coming like birds at the end of the day who settle into their nests, I will just explain what we will do now. I announced during the workshop that it is in the evening I would show you a dancing demigod. The demigod phoned from the higher planets. He will come only tomorrow at the workshop. So, but this gives us to do or space to do what I like to do every evening at the retreat. See, Krishna consciousness has to be cultivated in various ways. One way is spiritual practice like chanting and kirtan. Another very important cultivation is what we call tattva, the philosophy which describes clearly the goal, the way, and also who you are and who the Lord is. Krishna consciousness is also cultivated by pilgrimages and by basically all the five processes of devotional service. Now, in the past, Krishna consciousness has always been cultivated by something which is called katha, that is the narration of Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's incarnations. During this time we hear how Krishna interacts with his devotees. And during a good katha, we then begin to think, how will Krishna interact with me? How is it possible for Krishna to interact with me, or is it possible for me to interact with Krishna? Katha, in other words, creates a space where we meet the Lord through the experiences of his devotees. And that is a very important process of cultivating Krishna consciousness. So, for many years now, I had started a program called Gaura Leela. I did it every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks sometimes, where I would tell about the narrations of Lord or the katha of Lord Chaitanya. And I want to share with you one of these Gaura Leelas. But what we found out over the years is that just to tell the Leela is not enough. We also wish to tell, help devotees to meditate about certain aspects of the Leela. So what we will do is, because by meditation you bring the subject in your heart, it comes close. So what we will do is, we will listen and hear a Gaura Leela, and we will then, I guess, meditate about certain aspects of the Leela. Now I see Yogesh fighting with, you have gone twice over the border to Brother Sleep's kingdom. I have carefully counted your journeys, and there will be many of you who are now a little tired, so I will try to make it as lively as possible. For that I need my band. Is he our Mridanga player for this evening? Yeah? He is. Good. Mm. Do we have another Kartal player? Padmakshi, are you capable? Or Abe is capable? Good. So we will talk a little bit about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and please listen, and when it comes time to, let me see, yes, we are here, comes time to meditate, please, please do so.
Until then, please, 8:30,
then the curtain opens. The curtain's open, 10 to 9. Okay, yes. Afterwards, I should say, we will do the evening kirtan. I don't know if you have heard, but every evening in Radha Desh, the devotees come together in the temple room and sing for Radha Gopinath. It's like the good night song. He is opening the temple or the altar for the last darshan at 10 to 9, and then the curtain closes somewhere 9:15, like this, and the devotees always come at the last thing which they do in the day and sing to the Lord. Good. Mm-hmm. Who of you has not... Oh, thank you.
Gopinath Garland.
Thank you. How kind of you to come out of the alt. Thank you. Really, I greatly appreciate. So, after some time, you can start actually. We will hear this evening how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took on the sacred order of sannyas and what moved him to do so. It was actually on the day of his marriage that he went with Vishnupriya to the chamber where the bride and the bridegroom would stay. So on the way, all of a sudden, Vishnupriya cried out in sharp pain. When they looked, they found out Vishnupriya, who is the goddess of fortune, had stepped on a sharp stone and she was bleeding. Vishnupriya turned to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the happiest day of her life, she asked, "My dear husband, what does this omen tell us?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time looked in his eternal companion's eye, and his eye became wet, and he did not want to speak. He knew that one day would come where he would leave Vishnupriya, where he would leave Mother Sachi, where he would cross the sacred Ganga at a place which is even now known as Nirdaya, no mercy. And he would go to Katva, and there, amongst the loud wailing and crying of his devotees, Madhu, the barber, would shave off his beautiful locks. Lord Chaitanya would be known at that from that time onwards as the great renunciant, the one who had given up his loving companions, his town, his wife and his aging mother to save the conditioned souls from Maya. Later, he who was known as Nimai, the Pandit, would become known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would be dressed in wonderful saffron garments. He would look as glorious as the sunrise. People who would see him glowing with the nectar of pure love. Lord Chaitanya would, just by once meeting someone, imprint his memory into his heart, so that again and again he was rising as a handsome moon in the heart of those he had met. Chanting Hare Krishna, his own holy names, which bring auspiciousness to the world, his hand would tremble with love as he touched the knotted string about his waist to count the names. You all, my dear devotees, have this, a tulsi mala, where you count your japa. Lord Chaitanya had renounced even that. He had nothing to his possession. Around his waist, he had a string where there were knots, and he would go, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How would his face look? His face was bathed in tears. And he brought great delight to the eyes of all. May that golden form of Lord Krishna protect you all. Gauranga karuna karo dinahina jane. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. I'm sorry, the tune is a little low. It sounds like a graveyard tune. And your singing is not much better. You have to go a little higher. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody chant now, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Ananta Gauranga Prabhu Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare According to the ancient prophecies which were recorded on the palm leaves of the Vedas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none else than Krishna with a question mark. Krishna's question in Vrindavan was, what do my devotees feel when they worship me? And in order to understand, he saw only one possibility to become the Bhakta avatar, the avatar who would take on the role of the devotee in worship Krishna. But how did he worship Krishna? He worshipped him in a certain mood. The mood which he wanted to teach the entire world. This mood is called Vipralamba. Vipra means that what is very much in the distant, very far, unachievable. And Alambana means to attain. So Vipralamba is an inner disposition, an inner fire which helps us to attain the far distant Krishna within a short time. We will hear about some of these principles tomorrow in the lecture, and we will then enter a very fascinating workshop about it. For now, just hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's extraordinary display. It says, when a teacher becomes impatient because the students don't learn, he will rush with a piece of chalk to the blackboard and say, A, B, C, do you get it? In the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, who saw no one in the world is becoming ablaze with love. Ablaze means like a fire, full of love that burns away all the harmful attachments to the world. So he showed by his practical example, like a perfect teacher, the ABC of spiritual life, the mood in which, or the inner disposition which is necessary to quickly attain that what lies distant in the distance. It started one day. No one really could see how it had started. Some said it came after he came back from Gaya. Lord Chaitanya would start running around and ecstatically call out the names of Krishna's favorite cows, Dhavali, Shabali. At other times he would sigh in anguish, when will I give up this life of being a teacher of boring grammar? And when will I attain the lotus feet of Krishna? And sometimes he would sit somewhere under the in the shade of a coconut palm tree. He would have his head on his hand like this, and he would think very deeply. This is the queen can be she can do everything. I cannot stay any longer in Navadvip. I must go to Vrindavan. Where is my Yamuna? Where is the forest of Braj? In other words, Krishna, whose insight would burst forth, and he would call out, where is my country? Where's my land? With the Govardhan mountain and Bandiravan and Bhadravan? Where's Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda? Where are my Shridam and Subal Sakas? And where are Radha, Lalita, and the others? And in great yearning, in great anxiety, he would call out very loudly, Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Now, linguistically, gopi means just a cowherd girl. At that time, Lord Chaitanya had a tola. It's a Sanskrit school. And he would teach his students highly intellectual thoughts. Grammar was there, yes, but that was used for arguments in logic, piercing, cutting logic. And when he started to get into this, it's called Gopi Bhava, and started to chant Gopi, 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 everyone thought, what is the benefit of chanting, oh cowherd girls, oh cowherd girls? Imagine one of the lecturers in the temple would start to sing, oh cowherd girls, oh cowherd girls. He would be getting a warning from the supreme intelligence of our movement. And then he would be ousted out. You're spoiling the mood. I think this would be there would be some good concern, you know, justified concern. So his students did not understand that this was Krishna's outburst of emotions, calling for his land, calling for his people, calling for those who are most dear to him, calling for the Gopi Radha, the Gopi Lalita, who are worshipped on this altar, standing next to him. No? And they came with great impudency. They said, what are you doing? There's absolutely no piety in calling out Gopi Gopi. You will get great piety by chanting the name of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was so misunderstood. And not only that, when he was brought out of his ecstasy of love of Godhead, he picked up a stick and said, wait, wait for me. Ran like a lightning bolt after his students to chastise him. So once after one of these unhappy encounters, his students met. They started to enter what is called mutiny, you know. They were not in favor of this. And they said, what is happening with Nimai Pandit? Does he think he's the only Brahmana? We are also Brahmanas. We all study together. Why does this fellow now think he has become the big master? If he tries to attack us one more time, we will get back to him and beat him. So Lord Chaitanya, as the all-knowing super soul, knew what went on in his students. And he said, I came to deliver the people of this world from material bondage, but now they want to beat me. I'm producing the opposite result. Instead of taking up bhakti, the people are blaspheming me. Thus they will never be delivered. They think I'm just another Mishra, a relative and family man like themselves. So therefore, I need to give pain to those who love me most. I will leave Navadvip. I will leave the house of my aging mother. I will leave my wife Vishnupriya. I saw it coming on the day of the marriage. And I will go and I will wander without any roof over my head and I will deliver the people by showing them what it means to chant with absorption and ecstasy. And I will teach a few souls who then will spread my teachings all over. And the Lord acted quickly. The next evening, he called everyone together. He was sitting on the banks of the Ganga, beautiful young man. His hair was black, and it is described it would move. He would hold up his finger, and he would deliver discourses which were so sweet and attractive that people started to come all from all over Navadvip. They came and they brought garlands to that young scholar who was sitting on the banks of the Ganga explaining the greatest knowledge. They gave him a garland, and whenever someone came, Lord Chaitanya took the garland and he put this garland around the people who came. There was a constant loving exchange of fragrant Malati garlands and Yasmin garlands and all these garlands. It was so loving. Everyone came. They thought, is this the god of love who sits at the banks of the Ganga? Or is he Brihaspati, the greatest of all scholars, who has come and taken the form of a young boy? No, it can't be the god of love, because the god of love pierces the heart and we get bewildered. And the scholars are arrogant by their knowledge. But this person doesn't bewilder us, and he's not arrogant. He must be. And then they had many theories. Little did they know that this was Krishna, who was displaying his ecstatic love potency and attracted the whole town. Little did they know that the next morning they would cry. They would fill Mother Ganga with their tears. Mother Ganga would flood over her banks because she would cry herself. It was in the evening where one devotee came. Sridhar was his name. He was very poor. His roof was so filled with holes that when it was raining through. So Sridhar came and he brought the only squash which was growing, you know, on that squash plant which went squashing up his hut. And he said, when Lord Chaitanya was already at a home, this is for you, Nimai Pandit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would look at him and he would say, he would think, never again will he see me from tomorrow onwards. What will I do with these loving devotees? So he said to his mother, although he had eaten, please cook the squash with milk. I have to eat it. It is given with so much love by this poor man who gives his only squash to me once a year. It was very loving. Very loving. Do you want to know what Lord Chaitanya said when he garlanded everyone? Chant Hare Krishna, think of Krishna, and we will always be together. The next one would come. Bhujo Krishna, worship Krishna. Bolo Krishna, sing the holy names of Krishna. His garland was a garland of empowerment. The garland of chanting nicely. Would you like to have such a garland? Yes. Yeah, it's not in my possession. Lord Chaitanya did not tell his devotees ever to stop. He said, chant always, worship Krishna always. That's the best way to be together with Krishna and to be together with me. He had one last conversation with one of his devotees. He said, I will take up the dress of a sannyasi and I will search everywhere for the Lord of my heart. Do not be aggrieved. I will never leave you for a moment. I have descended in two forms, the chanting and the bliss of worshipping the deity. By worshipping my deity and performing the chanting of the holy name in great joy, you will always have my association. I will externally leave you. I will give up everything and only have one piece of cloth to teach devotional service to the world. But if you are heeding my advice, if you want my association in the heart, worship me in my deity form and sing the holy names with great joy. And then he became very solid, very strong. He said, listen to me now. Let's face it. Material existence is full of dangers and material desires burn the heart like poison. Greed, anger, lust, envy, and false pride don't spare anyone. All the so-called attractive things of the world make us forget Krishna. Real life begins only when you start to serve Krishna. Please, all of you, bless me so that love of Krishna will appear in the core of my heart. This is how the Lord of the Sankirtan movement, the Lord of ecstatic chanting and dancing, spent his last day with the devotees. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take his rest. In the evening, his wife started to tremble and said, I feel that you will leave me tomorrow. Some devotees with whom you spoke were crying so much. I did not hear what you say, but by their tears I know you want to leave. Is it true? Tell me, I'm your wife. Lord Chaitanya got up at that time. And Vishnupriya could see that he had not two arms. He had four arms all of a sudden. With the symbols of Vishnu, the chakra, the lotus, the conch shell, the club. And Vishnupriya fainted, and with his forearms he caught the goddess of fortune. Then Vishnupriya woke up in the four-armed form of the Lord. Gauranga said, "Will you allow me to go?" And Vishnupriya said, "It is your desire, my Lord. How can I stop you?" And she fainted a second time, but she had given her permission. The next morning, he woke up. It was still pitch dark. He started to leave the house, but at the entrance of the house, he saw a lady dressed in white. He knew who this was. The lady said, "You will leave your home now. I will also cut off my hair and wear the red cloth of a sannyasi. In this way, as a yogini, I will go with you." Lord Chaitanya was very moved. He said, "Mother, listen to these words, which are very true. Be peaceful. In many births, in many different ages, I appeared. I was Vamana, I was Kapila, I was Rama, I was Krishna. In Kali Yuga, I have taken birth to begin the Sangatan movement. All those times you were my mother. You were Aditi when I was Vamana. You were Devahuti when I was Kapila. You were Kaushalya when I was Rama. And when I was Krishna, you were..." "Yes. I can never ever leave you. I will always be with you, like I'm with everyone, by my holy names and by my deity forms. And whenever you want me, just think of me intensely, and I will come from wherever I went." And Sachi said, "You are supremely independent. You came as my son. It was my great fortune that I raised you. Now, by your own sweet will, you are taking sannyas." Someone who leaves the house to give up everything has to take two permissions. One is from his wife. If he is married, he cannot go against the wife. Fulfill his obligations if he is married. And the second is he has to ask his mother for permission. Because there is a loving bond. In the Western world, I don't know if there is such a deep bond, but in the Eastern world, it says, you may disobey your father. In some cases, you may disobey your guru, but you can never disobey your mother. Yes. This is Dharma Shastra, but Krishna says, Savadaman Parichitya. But I'm just saying, this is one social custom of the old world. But now Mother Sachi had given her permission in an indirect way. You are independent. You may do whatever you wish. Lord Chaitanya breathed heavily and he roared loudly. You may also roar loudly. Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Good sound. And he snapped his Brahman thread. I won't do this. He snapped it, indicating he would give up all social conventions now. He would renounce everything, even social conventions. And perspiring profusely, he shivered and he cried out, "O Prananath, Lord of my life, O Vrindavan, O Radha," and beating his chest with his fists, he called out, "Hari Hari!"
Hari Hari!
Yes. And then he went and plunged himself into the Ganga and went to the other side. Then the darkness, where some devotees who had heard, and these few very selected devotees went silently weeping after Gauranga Mahaprabhu as he quickly walked towards Katwa. Who was in Katwa? Anyone knows? The great, yes, great ascetic Keshava Bharati. He had visited Navadvip a few times. It was a very ancient, old-looking ascetic. And he had been invited in Mother Sachi's home. Mother Sachi had fed every day like 20 monks, you know, and had taken care. She was known as the mother. But when Keshava Bharati had come, he had spoken with her son alone, and her son had folded his hands. Mother Sachi then came to her son, Nima Pandit or Chaitanya, and said, "What did the two of you discuss? I have some bad feeling. This was a bad discussion. Forget it." Of course, they had talked about this day which would come. So, it was all in the air. When there's love, real love, you know a lot of things which are not expressed. You just immediately can feel it. It comes to you. In the same way it is with bhakti. When you have love in your heart, then you will realize so many things about Krishna. When you have no love in your heart, these esoteric truths will not touch you. Have you ever loved somebody? No one needs to say. I mean, really? Like a child or a friend? Have you ever felt, "I will do everything for this person"? At that time, you might have seen that a secret channel had opened in your heart. So in bhakti, when there is devotion for Krishna, then Krishna becomes known. He says so in the Gita, "Bhaktya mangabhi janati javan yastas." Tatvata, I can be known in truth only by bhakti, no? By love. It's an interesting concept, no? So, Mother Sachi had all these, here comes a word which I have not yet learned fully in English, premonitions, is it like this? Some feeling that something bad will happen in the future. She had these feelings, but yeah. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Keshava Bharati and he just went to him straight and said, "Please give me service to Lord Krishna and nothing else." Keshava Bharati said, "No." a whole town, the town of Navadvip, will stand before my ashram and beat it to dust if I do it. If I give you the sacred order of sannyas, where you leave all of those who love you, they will take revenge. I cannot do this. You have left a widowed mother and a sonless wife who was very young. I can't do it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this was not the last time I asked you. And in an hour he came back with tears in his eyes and he said, you must give me freedom. It is your duty. And looking at this tall figure, he was really tall, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His eyes, do you know, his eyes went almost up to the ears. Have you ever seen someone with such eyes that they went up to the ears? Very, wow, unusual. When he would walk and you would see the dust which he just touched seconds ago, there were imprints of a chakra in a lotus flower. Very unusual feat. And there was a very soft, attractive fragrance emanating from his body. At that time, Lord Chaitanya enchanted everyone because he had beautiful long hair, really beautiful hair. It was not smelling after 3 days. It was fragrant and it was tight and a beautiful, what is it called, top knot. And around this, it was decorated with malati flowers. I've never seen anyone like this. He looked so beautiful when he moved that the devotees in Navadvip had maintained their life just seeing Lord Chaitanya once and going, ah. Keshava Bharati was hesitant, but the Lord is the Lord of his heart, and he told him in the heart, say yes. And when Keshava Bharati heard this repeated request, he said, his tongue said yes, although his mind said no. He was afraid for his ashram. But Lord Chaitanya, you know, we are not the movers, we are the moved. Have you ever thought about this? You are not the mover, you are the moved, you are puppet. So Keshava Bharati said, see, your ecstasy, I realize you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual masters of all the worlds. No one can become your spiritual master, but just to teach the world, you want me to act as your spiritual master. Okay, in the morning is a good day, Makara Sankranti. I have a good contact here. He is a haircutter. He's the local barber. His name is Madhu, not Baba, Barber, haircutter, friseur. You may do. And after your haircutting, you come back to me and I give you the mantra. The Keshava Bharati said, trouble is coming. So the next morning, it's really nicely described. There was a huge tree. The barber was sitting there with his haircutting instruments. And there was a mass of people around it, just looking. Just, you know, they were just acting on intuition. The news were not out. Only 3 devotees knew. Then all of a sudden they hear, hurry, hurry, and they see like a dancing lion. Have you ever seen a dancing lion? I have seen in South Africa. It was a lion in love. He was dancing very beautifully. But when he saw me, I was in the car, but he stopped everything and went to our car and started to rock it. It was not a pleasant encounter, but before that, very beautiful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came like a dancing lion. Everyone stepped to the side and he chanted, hurry, hurry. And there were these oceans of people just feeling that today something will happen here. And they sat down. It's described in the biographies that there was one person who saw people walking on the street and he asked them, where are you going? There will be a haircutting ceremony tomorrow. We feel it. Who is taking sannyas? Nimai Pandit of Nadia. What? The great scholar? Yes, it will be something. So that person had come along and he had seen what happened. He saw that Mahaprabhu was sitting there in the shade of the tree calling out, hurry, hurry, O Vrindavan, O Krishna. And he saw how the barber took his sharp knife, but then he shook his head, said, I can't do it. And all the people went, Tika, don't do it. The Mahaprabhu had said to him, do it now, this is the auspicious moment. He was trembling with a knife. Madhu the barber. Lord Chaitanya looked at him. His head was very still, the barber's head. It went. And as everyone cried, no, 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 the beautiful hair went down. And with it, a whole world went down. For many people who had loved Mahaprabhu, who had heard about him. This person who just came along following the stream of other people who saw this scene could only say one word, Chaitanya, 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 and cry. He came home like this. His wife said, what? You have come home, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. The whole village saw, what are you saying? You're not, he was a scholar before, now only Chaitanya. Well, let's call him Chaitanya Das. They renamed him, and after 6 months, he could speak. He was so moved by what he saw. Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas. On that day, he went back to his so-called guru, and the guru said, what name should I give you? And then Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, entered the mind and the tongue of Keshava Bharati and said, I will call you by the name Krishna. You make the whole world chant the name Krishna. By doing this, you make the whole world come alive, Chaitanya, with your kirtans. Therefore, your name should be Sri Krishna. You know everything. Already, it is. So when the devotees heard this, they cried in bliss. And that's the story of our movement. It is a movement, my dear devotees, which is extraordinary. It's a movement which believes that love or bhakti, love of Godhead, is more important than anything. It is a movement which searches for Krishna, where the adventure is not to make money or to drive a BMW or Mercedes or a Belgium Renault or whatever it's called. The idea and to, it's not a movement to idealize also normalcy. I like this word very much. It's a movement of ecstasy, of kirtan, of loving devotion, and that comes by chanting the holy name. So I want to end this now by guiding you into a meditation about Lord Chaitanya. And then we will sing a little kirtan. Let me see where we are. Yes, we are getting there. And then soon the curtain will open. When will it open? Dobro. Find a comfortable position. Your eyes are open this time. Haribo. Yes, I know you have to do something. Please look in front of you. And your gaze becomes soft. You're not staring, you're just looking like me. You don't need to smile. Take a few deep breaths. Note how on an inhale the chest and the belly expands. And how on an exhale the body relaxes. You breathe in, you expand, and you are out, you relax. In the Bhagavatam, we hear about this conscious breathing, which is also called pranayama. There are many ways to do it. It says it purifies the mind. So please, as you breathe in and out, allow your mind to become peaceful, forget the plans of the day. Whenever your mind wanders, catch it again and bring it back to your breath. In and out, in and out. The breath is not only a way to calm and purify the mind, it's also a bridge which leads inside. Stay with your breath and close your eyes. Bring your attention now to the heart space, the area of your heart. And on an inhale, see a golden light. And exhale. A golden light comes from Lord Chaitanya's golden body. Yes, he had a golden effulgence, like molten gold, which shines. He has just taken sannyas. His head is shaved. He is dressed in bright saffron-colored robes, and his limbs are anointed with whitish-looking sandalwood paste. He holds a water pot and a long stick, so typical for these monks. He looks more attractive than millions of cupids. All of us, monks or non-monks, have been seeing attractive people. He looks more attractive than millions of cupids. Meditate on Lord Chaitanya, whose lotus eyes pour forth streams of tears, while showers of flowers rain upon him. And hear how he says, "Hari, Hari, 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 Hari." Try to keep this image in your mind while you sing the Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.
Please turn to the altar.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody please again.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare ha.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.